torch even more because I'm leading them. And it's I remember when I worked for the ANZ, I worked for Lindsay Pine and Postbank. I was involved in the merger of ANZ and Postbank. And then I worked as manager organisation development for the ANZ Banking Group all those years ago. And I remember then having a young administrator, and she came in with us, and you know, she genuinely had heels worn down at shoes worn down at heel, and you know, I'm just the admin person. Yeah. And I love people to say that to me when they start working for me, because it gives me the opportunity to say, could you imagine what it would be like if you felt about your job that you're a superstar and that you understand how important the admin job is? You're a superstar. So my EA that sits out there is Susie Superstar. And that's a great deal of difference in feeling and approach and enjoyment and overall fun that we have in the role.
Do you actually call it Susie Superstar?
Absolutely. Oh, she just got an award for outstanding customer service for our whole organisation. Now, she's gone from being, I'm just a secretary, to being Susie Superstar. And people just flourish when you change their perception of how things are.
Why do you think people tend to put themselves down? Because they definitely do, don't they?
I'm just a... I don't think they naturally understand that they're putting themselves down. And I think that too few organisations actually value the unsung heroes. I make a point of... That's another piece of language that I use. Is you're one of the unsung heroes, and I go around telling people they're unsung heroes and pointing out as part of our culture how the unsung heroes have lines of sight to the customer. So the unsung heroes are, that's a relatively recent thing. I worked on lines of sight customer stuff and put in lines of sight customer courses and processes when I was head of learning for Westpac. But as a leader, unsung heroes, of course, those people that do the most basic of jobs, and you can get them excited about being an unsung hero, where it's really difficult if they've got I'm just an admin person kind of a role. I learned that way back again. I've got to go right back to Postbank and Lindsay Pine, where he put me in charge of the Investment and Excellence Program. So that was seminal in my thinking. That was Pop Psych 101 all rolled into a 3-day course, but it changed everything for me.